Welcome back to another solo episode where the only guest is me. This time I have some advice that I'm pretty much just giving to myself.
Welcome to the Chris Ruggiero podcast.
Yes, I am calling myself out and admitting that the advice that I'm giving is mostly just talking to myself. But I know there's a lot of people who can hear this and will get value from it. I think there's a lot of the self-help and motivational, inspirational people that say things and offer advice, but they're often just trying to convince themselves of the same thing. And that's not a bad thing. I don't want that to come across as a negative thing or a jab at self-help or inspirational people, because the idea is amazing. And if you can help one person with something that you're actually working on for yourself, that's valuable for people to hear. So the idea that I'm kind of focusing on a lot lately is the value of words and the things that you say out of your mouth. So there is a great person, a motivational type person, Norman Vincent Peale, who has a book, a very famous book called The Power of Positive Thinking. It's a classic self-help, kind of motivational, inspiring book, and it focuses on, of course, positive thinking. In line with a newer book, of course, pretty much everyone has read it, The Secret, kind of visualizing things how you want them to be, you know, thinking in a positive way to make them happen that way. I think that's good. There's obviously nothing wrong with thinking in a positive way and trying to project the best possible outcome and imagining it actually happening in your mind. But I think a lot of people have trouble just actually eliminating like a negative thought or a poisonous thought or something that's going through their mind. So the solution to this is, it's okay to have these negative thoughts, but when a negative thought comes into your mind, express it with the actual words. So create actual words. Since your thought is just within you, the outward manifestation of that, most people will complain, or either complain to themselves, or every time they pick up the phone, complain, how's it going? Oh, it's a rough day, work sucks, or whatever. You're expressing those negative thoughts. So if we can change that and just change our words. Tony Robbins has a very specific thing in some of his older books, Awaken the Giant Within. There's chapters about what he calls transformational vocabulary. So you're transforming everything about what you do into this positive words and positive language. You can have all these things that you say, whatever you're talking about. Oh, you know, like I said, how was work today? Oh, it was crappy. This and this and this and this happened. And that probably the bad things that happen or the negative things that happen to you probably only took up a small part of your actual day. You know, maybe in your 8-hour work day, 1 hour of that was something that annoyed you or somebody that annoyed you, you had to interact with. And the rest of the day went really smooth and everything was good. But then when you talk to somebody after work, you focus on and you think about those negative things and you make them worse. You're reliving them. They already happened. You already had an hour that you didn't like during that day. So why would you keep going on and on? I don't know why that happens, why we are so attracted to that negative things. There's probably something buried in our psychology of our instincts of looking for negative things so that we don't like die. So like we're trained when we like lived out in the woods that our whole day was to look for these bad things, like a lion that's going to eat us. So we're trained to look for that negative thing that might kill us. So that's what we kind of relate to other people. We can talk about how much we hate our jobs or hate our whatever, the people that we're hanging out with, whatever, we can kind of connect on that. But it doesn't go anywhere. So what can we do to make this better? I just want to acknowledge that we can change our words to change our thoughts. Thoughts are almost impossible to consciously change unless you do something physical with them. So, like I said before, it's okay to have these negative thoughts because they're going to pop up. But as soon as you have one, you should express it in some way, even if it's just writing it down. Just do something physical. Say it or write it down or record it onto a podcast to tell other people. Spin that into something positive. Something I'm working on a lot right now in my business is booking more shows. And sometimes I get frustrated when I'm not booking as many shows as I would like to. And I can say, this sucks. Nobody is booking me, even though I'm calling and emailing and doing all this work. And that doesn't really help. It kind of makes you feel better because you can vent a little bit, but it's kind of setting myself up. It's telling me. Now that thought is not just a thought that was inside my brain. I said it, so I kind of made it into something bigger because it became something physical out of my mouth. Not only that, when I said it out of my mouth, my ears heard it again. So it's this loop that just makes that stronger and stronger and stronger. So every time you say something, you're making it become more and more real. And you're giving it more value by turning it into something physical rather than just something, just an idea that's in your head. So just express and redirect things from the negative into the positive. Instead of saying, oh, this sucks, nobody is booking my show, I can talk about how the people that are booking my show, I say, I'm so glad that this company and this school and this party and this event booked me for these events coming up and the ones that I did in the last month or two, and focus on that. There's no difference. It's just a switch of the mind. You can write whatever, if you don't have anyone to tell about it, write a thank you note. I could write a thank you note to every show that I've done in the past month instead of complaining that more events aren't booking me. So I would like to hear some more things. If you guys are struggling with something that you realize that you keep saying something negative and negative and it's not making it better, so you just keep talking about it and that just makes it worse and worse and worse. So I'd love to hear what you guys are working on that you're struggling with. So send me an email. Go over to my website, chrisruggiero.com, and click on the contact thing. Just send a contact on the contact form. That comes right to my phone, so I'll be able to hear it. And I will address some of those if you would like to me to address it. Or I'll just email you back or whatever. You can leave a big fake name if you don't want me to know who you actually are or whatever. I'd like to offer a challenge, and I would like to see who would be willing to do it. And again, I would love to hear from you guys if you are going to accept this thing. Can you go set some sort of parameters? Can you go one phone call without saying something negative? Or can you go throughout your lunch break while you're at work, that hour, half hour, 15 minutes, whatever you get for lunch? Can you talk only positive things for that amount of time? Can you go an entire day? Can you go an entire week? I think the first thing before you jump into deciding how long you want to go, maybe spend one day and just acknowledge, get a little a pen or a marker or something, and whatever, if you have a notepad with you, put a little check mark every time something negative comes out, just so that you know. I think a lot of people would say, no, maybe I say a couple negative things throughout the day. I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised with how many times negative words come out of your mouth. Not just your mouth, my mouth. Like I said, I'm talking about this because I'm calling myself out and I'm working on making it better. And There's another thing I wanted to kind of talk about. As you're, if you're having trouble with these things, make a list of things that you want to be. Make a list of I am blank. I am blank. I am, write down 3 things, 5 things, 10 things, however many you want. More than one. Say minimum of 3. I am, instead of saying, I wish I had more friends to talk to or to hang out with. When that thought comes into your mind, make a list. I am popular and I have tons of friends that I can relate to and talk to whenever I need to talk to somebody. When you're feeling like things are tough and you don't have enough money for your bills, maybe, instead of struggling and worrying about this, write down on your list, I am confident that I'm making enough money to cover all my bills and plenty more. Changing these things, and they don't need to be true right now. We are talking in an ideal world. If you could live in a dream world, what would you be? You say, I am in a dream world where I can make the rules. I am blank. And instead of adding in those negative things where we're going to make them stronger and stronger and stronger, we are now changing our mindset, changing our words, and changing the physical reality of how we perceive our world into this thing that we actually want. Instead of focusing on what's bad, we're focusing on what's good and making that stronger and stronger by reinforcing it through not only our thoughts, but our words coming out of our mouth or our pen, writing it on paper, and then reading it back and hearing it into our ears. So this is good. I don't want to ramble on this for a whole bunch of time because I'm going to work on some more things on this, and I'm actually going to be creating a course for people to, I don't want to call it a course, that sounds like it's homework or something, more of, like I said earlier, a challenge, but a guided challenge where we can go for one full work week without, we're going to go throughout the work week to evolve and change our patterns of what we say into positive things. So again, drop me an email if you have something that you are struggling with. And as I put together this thing to help everyone, it'll help me to kind of fine-tune it to make sure people are getting what they actually need out of it if I know what you are actually struggling with. Sometimes I'm out of touch with what a lot of people are doing because I don't go to like a workplace and interact with a lot of people in like the normal sense. So that's why I need you guys to drop me an email, go to chrisruggiero.com and send on the contact form. Just drop me whatever you guys are thinking. If something here sounded cool or if you have an issue with something, you can let me know. I want to fine tune this and I want to make sure, I want to try to change the voice of what everyone is doing, the negative. I want to turn the negative into the positive. That's it. So thank you for listening. Send me an email. And as always, there'll be more new podcasts coming with more interviews and things with other people. I'm just in, I'm coming at you from Nashville right now. I'm in a little rental. I rented a tiny house. Because everyone talks about them on the internet and they are awesome. So I'm staying in this little trailer thing that has a miniature house built on it and it's really sweet. And I'm leaving tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, I'll probably be gone. But send me an email also if you've ever stayed or live in a tiny house, because I think that's very interesting. If you would like to see the tiny house, I posted a video on my YouTube. You can search my name on YouTube, or you can search me on Instagram. My name is One Man Variety on Instagram. You can see a little bit about the tiny house that I stayed in this weekend, and I'm recording this in right now. So, thanks for listening again. Have a good, positive week, and first step, just acknowledge. If you can't commit to spending an hour of saying only positive things, take one day, just acknowledge how many times, without you maybe realizing it, you slip out and say negative things. I think that would be enough for you to realize how much is happening, for you to kind of automatically start to make a change. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Chris Ruggiero Podcast.